Hello, podcasts. Hi. So from this point onwards, I shall be referring to listeners as podcasts, as stolen from the great and iconic Adam Buxton. If you haven't listened to any of Adam Buxton's work, then I suggest you look up his podcast, which is called The Adam Buxton Podcast. Woo! In which he interviews various celebrities, members of the music and film industry, and, well, I really love it. But go give him a listen, just once, just for me. Thank you. Before we get into things properly, I'd just like to explain what this podcast series is and isn't going to be. So what it is going to be is an overview of the hero system rules, using the heroes in a two-page document, which is available from DriveThruRPG, and we'll also make it available on our website as well. But then the second thing this podcast is aiming to do is purely selfish, and it's to get me used to talking into a mic in a room on my own without feeling like a complete asshat. So hopefully it will become more dynamic and more relaxed as time goes by. What this podcast isn't going to be is an in-depth look into the hero system rules. Like any mature rule system, it has a certain weightiness to it, which can put people off and is part of the reason that I wanted to do this. The second thing this podcast isn't is endorsed by Hero Games. Now, the people at Hero Games have been great to Chimpions, and I'm sure that we could work with them to get their endorsement. But there are two reasons that I haven't done that. The first is that it would require a lot more work on my part. And the second reason is because it might restrict possibly some of my content if I wanted to put constructive criticism in. And also the language I use, and I don't want to have to go back and re-edit bits because I'm effing and jeffing in places. So with those two little bits out of the way, on with the show. So what is Hero System? In a nutshell, Hero System is a tabletop RPG game. It's a D6 rule system, and characters are created on a point-buy system. Personally, I love those mechanics. Some other people may not. So over the next few episodes, what I plan to be doing is breaking down the rules into manageable chunks. Each episode may be coming in at about, hopefully, 15 minutes or so, maybe a little under. Try not to stray over. And this is the itinerary as it stands. So I'll be covering character creation and all that entails, which is characteristics, skills, talents, perks, powers, and advantages and disadvantages to flavour those. Skill use, of which there are a myriad of skills, but how you use them is pretty much the same, so I can cover that in one go. And the heart of any tabletop RPG, the combat system. So how you strike an opponent, how you inflict damage, initiative, which in Hero System is actually quite different to a lot of other systems. So that's going to be an interesting one to cover. Maneuvers that you can use in combat. And because this is primarily superheroes, although the hero system itself isn't a superhero system, it's a generic system. Sorry, I probably should have said that earlier on. Using your environment and breaking things. So where do we start with explaining a rule system? Well, luckily, I have this Hero in Two Pages guide as an outline as to how to approach this, which is quite useful. So I think the first thing to explain is The hero system is a generic rule system. It grew from a superhero rule system, but is now structured in such a way that it can be used for any setting. And hero games provide source material for, amongst other things, obviously superheroes, which is the champion stuff. Also science fiction. I believe they've done a traveler port and fantasy type rule settings as well. I personally have only ever done superheroes using the hero system, but I can easily see how it lends itself to those other systems quite easily. So to me, there's two important things to understand about the hero system. The first is that to build a character, you need to have your character concept. With the hero system, it's not a matter of looking at races and classes that are available. It's a matter of deciding what you want your character to be and then using the system to flesh that out. Now, obviously, if you see yourself as, say, Marvel turns as Galactus, that isn't going to be happening. Well, depending on the campaign your GM is running. But that might be where you're going, so you might need to build the powers for that, or the basis of the powers for that. Sorry, I'm waffling a little bit. So character concept is the most important thing, and then you use the rule system to create that character. Now, the way that works is that all of the powers do a base thing, and then you add the effects on top of it. So without trying to leap too far ahead too much, if I wanted to be a man who threw fire from my hands, I would buy points in Energy Blast, and the visual effect of that would be flame. All the powers pretty much work like that, so that you have these really core abilities, and then it's how you describe the effects that make them what they are. Hopefully that will become clearer as we go along. So the core of the rules mechanics is obviously what dice you roll and how you achieve successes and failures, and potentially how you damage your surroundings. So in the hero system, there are two kinds of dice rolls. The first is referred to as a success roll. Now, for a success roll, you roll 3d6, and you're aiming to get under a target number, with a roll of 18 being an automatic failure, and a roll of 3 being an automatic success. The target number can be dictated by many things, but primarily skill uses is the obvious example. So if I have a mechanics of 11, and my car breaks down by the side of the road, then I would have to roll under an 11 to fix it. But that can be influenced by advantages and disadvantages. So, for instance, if it was a very simple failure, I may get a bonus to my skill. If I didn't have the appropriate tools, I might get a minus to my skill. So using an 11 as an example, if my car broke down and it was something really simple to fix, I don't know, a broken hose, say, then I might get +5 to my skill, making it 17. But then if I didn't have any tools in the car, I might get -2 or -3 for not having those appropriate tools. And then I have to run all under the new target number. Fairly straightforward. And as in like most role-playing games, there are guidelines to what pluses and minuses should be given. And it is up to the skill of the GM to balance those correctly or consistently. So the second type of roll, is the effect roll. Now, an effect roll is X number of D6. And effect is normally directly for damage. So for the purposes of this, let's just refer to it as damage. So based on your powers, you'll get a number of D6 to roll. And that results in two values. The first and easiest value to calculate is stun, which is the total number of pips on the dice. So roll 3 sixes is 18. Roll 3 ones, it's 3. The second total is body. Now, the way body works is fairly simplistic, and I just hope that I don't make a real hash of trying to explain how it works. The number of dice you roll is the number of body damage that you do. But that is modified by any ones rolled being taken away from the total, and any sixes rolled adding an additional point to the total. So if I roll 5d6 and I get a 1 and a 6 in those 5 dice, I total the number of dice, which is 5, so that will be 5 body. But I rolled a 1, so that subtracts 1 from the body, so that will be 4 body. But I rolled a 6, so I add 1, so that it becomes 5 body again. Now that is a very simplistic example, because you could be rolling 10, 12 d6 possibly. So just to summarise the dice rolls, there are two types. Success roll, where you roll 3d6, have to get under a certain number, and an effect roll, where you roll a number of d6 based on your powers. You total the number of pips for the amount of stun, and you total the number of dice, and then subtract one for any ones rolled, and add one for any sixes rolled. I do hope that makes sense. So that's it for this episode. If you have any questions based on just the topic covered in this episode, then you can email me at mark@champions.co.uk. And I hope you'll be gentle with me for the first few episodes, and we'll keep listening. And I will keep striving to get better and better at trying to deliver this. So thank you for your patience. Have a good week. And if you haven't got a copy of the Hero System yet, then I suggest you get online and purchase one. I think it's one of the best systems out there because it is so goddamn flexible. See you next episode. Bye!